The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Thousands of homes in County Donegal and other parts of the country are facing demolition because of mica-infected blocks. The homeowners' plight has got plenty of publicity at this stage. Over 10,000 people marched in Dublin over a week ago calling for 100% redress. However, this goes way beyond bricks and mortar, as our reporter Barry White has been finding out, and he joins us now. Good morning, Barry.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
You want to talk about what you've been discovering, and that is the huge mental strain, and not alone on adults, but also on the children of families whose houses are affected by mica.
Yeah, Pat, this certainly is having a huge mental strain. Among the thousands of families impacted by mica, anxiety levels are high, and this is having a huge toll on families. There has been a number of suicides, and some families have been broken up because of the financial strain this is having. There are hundreds of families who have been told that their homes face demolition, yet these homeowners will still be paying off their mortgages long after their houses have been demolished. And then on top of this, there's the insecurity of not knowing if they'll find somewhere else to live. They may have to live in a caravan or a mobile home, as many of them have been telling me. Homeowners know it'll be a struggle to find somewhere to rent locally, as there's just no houses available to rent in the area. So the only option for some may be finding somewhere to rent in nearby Derry. And that then means taking their kids out of school where friendships have been made, where the kids are members of sports or youth clubs, etc. And Pat, I've been speaking to Tanya and Brian McDade and their 12-year-old daughter Mackenzie. Again, their home is set to be demolished, and they told me about the mental health strain this is having.
It's really deteriorating now. Like every couple of weeks you come out and you're like, as you can see, the plaster's falling off now, and you can pick the blocks with your finger.
You can see the cracks here, so I can put my finger in here.
Yeah,
look, that's just crumbling under my hand.
It's just crumbling under your finger. It's devastating, really is. It's so tough to deal with. We have approval from the council that we are approved demolish.
So how long do you have left?
Well, this is the thing. We don't know. It's deteriorates at different speeds. The summertime, this fell off in the summertime, but when the winter starts, the frost and the snow and the ice, it rapidly increases tenfold. The weather is a massive thing to do it, and there's nothing to stop the weather getting on. So do we have a year? We don't know.
We're pretty optimistic people, but I'll tell you, this does drag you down. There is no doubt about it. No matter how optimistic you are, you cannot get away from this. It's on your mind from morning, noon and night. Anybody that knows me would have said, oh, she's such a happy-go-lucky girl and, you know, good crack. Well, I'll tell you, that has all changed. I've had to sign up to a webinar that they've put on for anybody that has mica, just to help us to try and cope with the trauma that's now with us. But the trauma to come is going to be even more. To watch that house go down is just going to be like a death. I'll tell you, we're holding it together for our kids. But there's only so long that you can hold it together for. Like, we are going to crumble along with our homes. They really need to come and help us.
We were talking about it all day at school, and it's the only thing we kind of talk about. And with Mommy and Daddy talking about it, you understand more about it, and it makes you worry about how your house is going to progress.
So you go to school here just outside Buncrana. Like, is there many people in your class who are impacted by mica?
There's 15 out of 16 in my class who have mica and know that they have mica.
So do you and your friends be worried?
Oh, we'd be very worried, and we kind of comfort each other by talking to each other about it. I worry when I go to sleep that the roof's going to fall on top of me, and I was sleeping in my bedroom and I heard a big bang and a big pile of plaster had fallen off the wall in the morning.
Now, you say you and your friends are comforting each other and talking to each other about this, but do you think there should be maybe someone else for 12-year-olds to talk to? Because someone your age should not have to be worrying about whether or not they're going to have a house or a roof over their head.
Yeah, I do. I definitely do. because a lot of people worry about it, and some people that are younger than me, they know about it and they worry about it too. And I feel like everybody should have somebody to talk to.
And that's 12-year-old Mackenzie. The McDade family there are from just outside Buncrana, and listening to Mackenzie, you know, you can really hear the impact that it's having on her and obviously on the children that she talks to in her class. I'm sure parents are trying to shield their children, but that'd be pretty much impossible with the ceiling falling in.
Yeah, it is pretty much impossible. And being there for a couple of days and in the show this week really hit home for me. It's basically all anyone in the area is talking about. And as you drive around, there's signs up everywhere calling for 100% redress. And there's just so many homes in this area that have been impacted. And, you know, if you are a homeowner who has been lucky enough to escape mica, there's still no doubt that you'll be related to someone or know someone or have a neighbour who is affected by this. So people are consumed by this in the area. And for children, as we heard from 12-year-old Mackenzie, they're worrying about, will they have a roof over their head, or will they be studying for their leaving certs in a mobile home or a caravan? Or there's other students who are just worrying about, are they going to have to up sticks and leave their friends, or will they ever be able to go to college because any savings that mummy and daddy have will be spent on trying to put a roof over their family's heads? And I suppose college is just something they don't even want to think about right now. And I've been speaking to Angeline Ruddy. She's the acting deputy principal of Mobile Community College. She herself lives in a mica-affected home that will need to be demolished, and she says there needs to be more help for young people impacted by this.
The first day back at school, I can remember going through my roll to see if some of the students that I knew had had their house, one house had been demolished, and others that were working on the process. And I scanned through my rolls looking for the particular students, praying that they were still able to live within their community and attend the same school. Down the line, we're going to find students dispersed. They're going to have to live maybe in Derry, some of them even further afield, and start in fresh schools, because there's no accommodation available. And like, I mean, at the minute, we're already witnessing students that we know are going to have to study for their leaving cert in a mobile home or makeshift sheds, some of them used as homes. And I mean, I don't know if you realise how harsh the Donegal climate is, but I can't imagine what it's going to be like studying for a leaving cert in a mobile home with our weather and siblings running around. Our students are totally on the back foot in this, and they need serious support.
So is the support there for students at the minute who are impacted by mica?
We do our best as a school. I mean, the ETB has pleaded for extra assistance in this, and it's assistance that's greatly needed. I watch the career guidance counsellors on a daily basis struggling with the influx of anxiety. I know anxiety is high everywhere at the minute, but I'm telling you, the anxiety levels in Inishowen are astronomical and they're off the radar. And I mean, we need resources to deal with this.
Students in your school are probably thinking, or should be thinking, about what college they're going to go to eventually. Are some students now thinking, will I get to college because mummy and daddy, the savings that they have are being spent on the house?
Absolutely. Some of our students know that they're no longer going to get to college. Some of them have lost motivation completely, and they will tell you, how can I study whenever I don't know? You're talking about college, miss. I'm talking about, where am I going to live next week? And that's the harsh, the reality that we are living through.
And that's Angeline Ruddy, the Acting Deputy Principal of Mobile Community College. Barry, you've been speaking to a local mental health counsellor, and she says she's been inundated with people looking for help.
Yeah, I have. Now, the Mica Action Group have actually carried out a survey of impacted homeowners recently. 2,000 families in Donegal took part in this. 70% reported as suffering from anxiety, 65% are having difficulty sleeping, and 25% said they are now suffering from depression and having to medicate themselves because of the impact this is having. While the schools in Inishowen, as we heard, are also seeing more and more young people asking, is there someone they could talk to? Now, the HSE are almost admitting there is a problem here, because they are running a mental health webinar this week via Zoom. It's taking place tomorrow evening. But locals are saying there needs to be more help than this. And Sarah Barr, who is a private mental health counsellor in Buncrana, says her waiting lists are growing and there needs to be more help provided here by the HSE.
You know, they can be coming maybe for different reasons, such as anxiety. You're also finding as well, people who have maybe had no previous mental health issues are all of a sudden now, you know, living with anxiety, living with low mood, and it's basically because of the external factor of the impact that this is having on their lives.
I think the Mikey campaign, look, it's got lots of publicity, but a lot of people think it's just about the bricks and the mortar.
No.
Do you think like there could be long-term kind of damage, psychological damage here to people who have been living with this for years?
Yeah, of course, because a house is just more than brick and mortar. Like, a house is a home. A house is a safe haven for people. And, you know, you hear a lot of, you know, like, women and men and families take great pride in their homes, and they look forward to maybe doing them up or redecorating. And you know, what you hear often now a lot of is, well, why bother if the house has to be demolished?
What impact do you think this will have on children? Like, a lot of the parents I spoke to today are saying they're trying to shield their kids from this, but I think that's impossible because there's so many people in this area impacted by it. The children know what's going on. Like, what impact could this have on their mental health?
Well, I think with that, like, obviously children are very aware. You know, they pick up on feelings of, you know, what's going on within their families and schools and communities, and you have social media and everything like that. You can't escape Micah. So I think it will definitely have an impact on children and young people in years to come.
Do you think maybe the government, the HSE, should be maybe doing more here for parents?
Well, I do strongly believe that there should be more in terms of mental health services, because I know with myself and other colleagues, other counsellors in the areas, a lot of people now unfortunately have waiting lists. Definitely having more services available to signpost families too and children too would, without a doubt, be greatly, greatly needed.
And that's Buncrana Mental Health Counsellor Sarah Barr. Barry, finally, you've also been speaking to Deirdre McLaughlin from Carndonagh. Before we came on air, you showed me a video of just how badly affected that her house is. It's absolutely shocking. I'm no housing expert, but it certainly does not look like a safe place to live. And Deirdre told you that some people impacted by this, including herself, are actually crying out for help.
Yeah, and you know what, Pat, being there in Carndonagh and seeing Deirdre's home, my thoughts were exactly the same. Is it safe to live in that house? And I was kind of looking at it and thinking, how is that house still standing? That's how bad her house is. But Deirdre, you know, has no choice but to stay there. She says it's either live there or homelessness. And she told me that her and her daughters are living in fear that their home is going to collapse. And Deirdre says that living like this is having a huge mental strain.
When you're seeing it firsthand, it really does hit hard. The impact on my mental health, it's just a constant worry all the time. First thing in the morning when you get up, you're worrying, thinking about it. Going to bed at night, you're thinking about it. Even waking up, because I'm not sleeping, you might get a couple hours and then you're waking up and you're worrying, panicking. It's just every day, it's just it's a nightmare. Even my daughters, it's affecting them as well. They're living here and they're just noticing new cracks inside, and they're always saying to me, "Mammy, did you see that crack in the hall?" And I go, "No." And then we go and look at it and we think, "Oh God, there's another one. That's what's going to happen the next day or the next week." As time goes on, I don't know where I'm going to, what I'm going to do or where I'm going to go, you know.
And standing here in front of your house, like, some of the walls look like they're about to collapse. It doesn't look safe. Why are you still living here?
Well, I can't afford to move out. Financially, I can't afford to move out. And as well as that, there's no real houses around where you can rent. I'm worried about this winter, because if we have another harsh winter, I dread to think the impact that's going to have on my house. Is it going to be standing? I hope to God that we're not in it if it does collapse.
And as well as having the stress of living in a Mica home, like, you've been through a lot more as well.
Yes, it's a hard thing to talk about, but I was diagnosed at the age of 35 with breast cancer, and that was tough, just having to deal with that. And at the time, I was told that to keep stress and worry out of my life. And to be honest with you, I think I've more of that now, because I'm living in the conditions that I'm living in, with the
make a riddled home, if you can call it that. And it's just been a total nightmare.
My goodness. And that's Deirdre telling us about her home, which just looks like it's ready to fall down in Carndonagh.
Yeah, it's definitely, it was the worst that I've seen. And in the video I put up, like, I just put my hand on the wall and like a big bit of rock came out of my hand and just crumbled. It was like dust. So for me, seeing her home, I was just flabbergasted that this home was still standing. And yeah, I don't know how anybody's living in a home like that.
Well, anyone who's listening to this report and who is suffering from some mental health worries over the Micah situation, Aware is always available to help out, and you can contact them on 1800 80 48 48. Barry, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.